Hey, so today I was thinking about all my fellow writers and how important it is what you all do. So I wanted to record a ramble fab dedicated to all of you, sort of giving you writing tips and affirmations that you can use to motivate you and push you on your writer's journey while I fuck myself with my vibrator. Baby, whenever you're writing, remember to use active voice as much as possible. Passive voice leaves me dry as fuck, but when you use active voice with dynamic verbs, oh, my pussy gets so fucking hot, needy, and wet. Fuck, just thinking about it. Tell me, which sounds better? Her pussy was fucked, or you fucked my pussy, baby? Yeah, the second one, right? And speaking of verbs, make sure to use really good ones. Don't walk across the room, amble, or saunter across. Don't touch my pussy, finger bang, or ravage my pussy. Remember, baby, if you use interesting fucking verbs, you don't need to overuse adverbs so badly. That shit makes you look like an amateur. And you're no amateur, baby. Oh, fuck. My witness is proof of that. If you use great verbs, then you'll be shocked how much your prose will improve and how fucking desperate I'll be to blow your fat dick every chance I get. Fuck. Another thing, sweetie. I know when you finish a chapter, you always want to tuck it away or maybe publish it on the spot. But wait. Read it out loud. Let me hear your sexy voice testing the cadence of your words. Make sure the sentences feel right. Aren't too long or too short, too complex or too simple, and that you vary sentence types enough. A mixture of simple, compound, complex, and compound complex sentences will make any nipples hard for your words, baby, including mine. As I think about you reading to me, I'm tweaking my nipples while the vibrator hums against my clit. Oh, fuck. Speaking of my pussy, when you sit down to write, you need to protect your time and space. I mean it. Oh, even if I'm naked and clawing at your door. If it's during your scheduled writing time, don't let me in. Even as I fuck myself and cry out, "Daddy, please let me in. I need your cock in me now, Daddy." Oh, fuck. Don't surrender that precious time. Your writing space is sacred, and the time you write every day should be non-negotiable. Protected from everyone, even me. No matter how bad I need your huge author dick inside my ass, baby, I mean it. Oh, hate to bring this up because I know you're going to spank my ass so hard for this cliche, but I have to say it. Remember, show, don't tell. Anton Chekhov once said, "Don't tell me the moon is shining. Show me the glint of light on broken glass." So don't say, "She masturbated." Say, "Oh, she bit her lip and let out a hot moan as the vibrator pulsed against her pussy, taking on a fresh coating of her cum. She moaned like a cat in heat." You know, at the end of the day, just remember what Neil Gaiman said. The main rule of writing is that if you do it with enough assurance and confidence, you're allowed to do whatever you like. So while all these tips are important to keep in mind, never forget to follow your own voice. It's true for everything in life. Be confident in yourself and what you can do. And girls like me will be begging for your cream inside every hole they can get it. Oh, fuck. Ugh. As I'm sitting here with my little toy buzzing against my clit, I also feel like I have to say something about outlining versus discovery writing. Both methods are sexy as fuck if you're the kind of person who keeps notes on everything, plans out a book in advance with every plot twist already known to you, then that's hot. But there's nothing wrong with pantsing it too. If you can make it up as you go, that's just as amazing. And don't let anyone tell you it's lazy or wrong. You know, oh fuck, I've got this one fantasy. Like, imagine that we're in the car and you're driving. Oh fuck, and maybe we realize that we're on this long stretch of highway and there's no one around. I silently unbuckle your belt and you lean back and lift your ass off the seat so I can pull your pants and boxers down. Your beautiful cock is just fucking staring at me, and it looks so good. So fucking good, baby. I can't fucking help myself. I go in for it. Going down on you like a total whore that I am for you. You grab me by the hair, pulling my ponytail out of the way, and I feel your hand gently squeeze the back of my neck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I suck your cock like a slut, taking it in my mouth, slurping it like a pro as I hollow out my cheeks. And whenever I come up for air, I start pumping it with my hand and give you positive affirmations to remind you what an amazing author you are. Like this. Your characters all have a voice, a personality, ambitions, and enough backstory to hook your readers. Your prose is descriptive, but not overtly purple. I love the way you have with words. Mm. You are a master of plot. There is a clear beginning, middle, and end to your stories. You avoid plot holes and always go back when you're writing to make sure you've addressed every little detail that needs to be addressed. You are productive. You write every day and love to do it. Writing makes you feel energetic. Your passion for writing comes through in your words. Your readers are hooked from beginning to end. You are worthy of success, but you don't need to be famous or celebrated to be happy. You are always getting better each and every day. Because every time you write or edit, you try to improve. You are born to be a writer. It's about this time that I feel your cock starting to throb in my mouth, and I know you're close. By now, I probably reached down my pants or hiked up my skirt, and I'm rubbing my own clit while I suck you off. Waiting for that fresh load of cum to paint my mouth white. It's coming, baby, isn't it? Are you coming for me? Come on, baby. Come for me. Come in my slutty mouth. Come on. Fill my mouth like you fill that page with words. I love it when you come in my mouth. Finally, to finish this off, I want to share another one of my fantasies with you. I want to share a fantasy with you. As I keep this vibrator against my clit and start fucking myself with this dildo. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, I'm so tight. I'm so wet, too. Oh, fuck. I have this fantasy. I have this fantasy where where I'm riding your cock. I have this fantasy where I'm riding your cock while I sit in your lap and I'm just slowly, shallowly thrusting my hips against you, and you're at your computer, and you're trying so hard to finish what you're writing. Oh, fuck, that's so hot to think about. I just encouraged you to write, and now I'm just being a brat and distracting you. But I give you this challenge. I tell you that if you can finish the last paragraph before coming inside me, I'll let you do whatever you want to me tonight. That's right. I'll let you do all the nasty, perverted shit that you've always wanted to do. But I always said no. But if you can resist me, if you can resist my tight little cunt just grinding on your cock, my moaning in your ear, hanging all wet, encouraging you to come inside me, I'll do it. I'll be your good little fuck toy for the night. Oh, fuck. And because you're so good, you win the challenge. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You win the challenge. And I'm your little fuck toy for the night. I'm your little fuck doll. A little fuck doll for an amazing, amazing author such as yourself. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love being yours to play with. I love being owned by an amazing author. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come soon. Oh, oh, oh. Use me, use me, use me, use me, use me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. It was so hot. It was so hot. Encouraging you all encouraging you to write. I hope this helps some of you. From one writer turned ramble fapper. Love you, my dear authors.